But anyway, you know, I like to go back where I've been and enjoy some things and see people saved, see people get right with the Lord. Some of them have come up and said, "Preacher, I remember a long time ago I got saved." And I had done, you know, you forget. And time will make a change then. If you live long enough, it'll make a change. And I don't know, anybody here older than 76? We got anybody? Oh, we got one, got two, got three. Well, I'm right with you. I'll be 76 in May, the Lord's will. Time has made a change. And it's going to make a, you, we can tell them, can't it? It's going to make a change in you. I like to go back to old home place sometimes, where I used to live and ride bicycles and work on the farm. I like to go back there. It brings back memories and so forth. But it's just good to be in the house of the Lord and to see each and every one of you. Brother Hubert is not doing too well. He used to be the pastor, Hubert Woodward. And some of y'all probably know him. And so remember him in prayer. I didn't say anything about it before. While I'm telling the rest of it, turn with us in the Matthew's Gospel, the 11th chapter, verses 28, 29, and 30. And while you're looking, Brother Hubert's kind of confined to the house some, and y'all pray for him, lost his wife. Y'all know about that. And I know that he'll covet your prayers. And I'm glad to say that, Brother Jeff, when we get old and we can't go, I'd like to know somebody's praying for me. They hadn't forgot me down at the house. Hadn't forgot me down around the house of the Lord. There'll be somebody lifting you up to the Lord. Appreciate Brother Jeff. And you pray for me. Like I said, I don't know how long, but if we don't get too far along, we turn it over to Jeff and let him preach to us. We love you, brother, and all of you, Brother Tony. Time's made a change in him. It sure has. I remember I used to kid him. Now, he wore some clothes off the wall. He'd come in, he dressed up like a California. I believe he got some of them things out there from him. But I'd kid Brother Tony. I love him. And I sure miss Sister Debbie. And I know he does. But I want to get into the scripture. I won't hold you just a few minutes this morning and read some out of the word of the Lord. If you'd like to stand with us, may do so. I want to read in another place, too, that's found in Mark's gospel. And I'll, in the 10th chapter. Now, you can just find that. But we're going to read first over in the book of Matthew. Now, this is a word from the Lord. Somebody said, is there, went to one of the prophets and said, Jeremiah, said, is there any word from the Lord? And he said, yes, sir, there is. And we got a word from the Lord. And I'm glad we got a word. What he says to it, he's got something to tell us. Amen. So I want to tell this. The Bible said in Matthew's Gospel, the 11th chapter, starting with verse 28, come unto me. Well, he's the right one to go to. He's the one that'll go to. He's the right one. Because he is able to help. He's able to clean. He's able to forgive.
That's right.
He's even able to raise the dead.
Right.
Amen. You believe we could have one rise from the dead today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. There's a lot of dead people around here. Yeah. Just hadn't been buried yet. Yeah. I mean, spiritually speaking, if you've never been saved by the grace of God, you're dead.
Yes. That's right, brother.
Spiritually speaking, you're dead. I go by sometime. I'll read the rest of it in a minute if I can get back to it. But anyway, that they put up these signs on the road, death in the family. They may be here today. Somebody's got a death in the family. Well, I know somebody can take care of that. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Over in, I want to get our thought for today, over in the Mark's Gospel, the 10th chapter, and I won't read all of it, but verse number 51, I want to bring our attention to that verse. Jesus was in Jericho, and he was leaving Jericho, and as he left, he come to a man sitting beside the road there, a beggar named Bartimaeus. And when Bartimaeus heard that it was Jesus, he began to cry out. And Jesus heard him. Somebody said, hold your peace. I believe we still got some of that crowd around somewhere. Hold your peace. Praise the Lord. I believe when you hear the gospel, it brings conviction to your heart. You can get into the altar and have prayer and talk to God Almighty, and you and him can work it out. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't know why I'm saying all of that, but it's the truth. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? That's just reading part of that verse. What do you want God to do for you? Just for a few minutes. If God will let us. I'm going to tell you something. I know what he wants to do. And I know he's able to do. He's willing to do. He's ready to do it. If we will meet the need. God can. All things are possible. I never will forget. God laid a message on my heart, and I was preaching on that. All things are possible with God. And I believe there's something going to happen in the church. We had a lady that had cancer, and I mean real bad. And God put that on me. I know sometime we need an encouraging word from the Lord. We do. I mean, I do. I get in a valley, don't you? I get to mully grub sometimes. I get down, and nobody wants to be around me, and I don't blame them. But Jesus can take care of that. We need a kind word from the Lord. He said, bring me your burdens and come to me. Bring your burdens. D.B. Leatherwood and them used to sing a song. DB's not here today, is he? And he still belongs here, don't he? All right, I love that boy. I was over at Stoner back in the 70s, about 71, 2, 3, long in there. And DB is singing in a quartet, and they sing a song, bring your burdens and come to me. Boy, I mean, that would just light up me. It's just a good word. And those songs that we heard today, they build up. They got spirit. I believe they was written by men, knew what they was writing about. I believe they had met the Lord. But anyway, Jesus said, come unto me. The bride said in Revelation, come unto me, come. And he, that's a thirst, come. And you'll find that word all through the Bible where God is inviting folks to him. Come unto me. He's the right one going to the right place. Right. Today, he's worthy of to follow him wherever he leads. Yeah. I have a time with my throat and voice, but I'm just trying to do the best I can while I can. May come a time that I won't be able to take the word, but that's left up to the Lord. My friend, come unto me. And bring your burden. I don't know this morning. I want to ask you a question. What do you want God to do? I want to ask you another question. What did you bring to the house of the Lord this morning? What did you bring? Who did you bring? Whatever you brought to the house of God. Somebody may be here and they got a heavy burden on them. What do you want God to do? I want you to bring it to the Lord this morning. God's able to help, Brother Pastor. He is able to help us. We find David, the king. Many a times David is praying. One time he prayed in Psalm 51. He prayed for the Lord, forgive him of his sin that he had committed. And I believe he found mercy. I believe he found grace. Amen. Because, brother, the law said he was to die. Amen. The law said he was to die. Let me tell you something. We're on the day of grace. The law was given to show us that we need a Savior to show us our wrong. What was wrong with the law? It could not give life. You can't be good enough to get to heaven. Not on those terms. But there's a man called Jesus, the one that spoke to us here this morning and said, come to him. I'll give